News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There was positive news yesterday from the Middle East, that being the agreement of a two-week ceasefire. Already it appears that that ceasefire is under pressure. Bel True is with us, the Independence Chief International Correspondent in Beirut. And of course, it is Lebanon where a lot of the issues pertaining to the ceasefire apply, because Iran is saying that the ceasefire was meant to be a cessation of all hostilities in the region. Israel is saying, no, that doesn't include Lebanon, and violence continues in the region. Bel, what has been happening overnight between Israel and Lebanon?
Well, first of all, to say that I'm currently in London right now, but yes, the situation has got pretty bad in Lebanon. We had the deadliest strike since the start of this war yesterday, with, you know, consecutive bombings happening across the country, including Beirut, that was hit extremely hard. Witnesses I was speaking to were talking to me about, you know, the injured being ferried to hospitals on motorcycles. I was talking to medics in those hospitals who were saying this was a massacre, that they were massively overwhelmed by the number of injured coming in. They were talking about the death toll being over 250 and more than 1,000 injured. So the bombing was incredibly heavy yesterday, despite the fact that there was hopes that Lebanon would be included in the ceasefire, hopes that were echoed by Hezbollah itself. And the concern is that if the strikes continue in Lebanon, that's going to derail anything that's happening in the next few days in Iran with the region-wide ceasefire. And so the pressure is on right now for Israel to stop bombing Lebanon, and for there to be serious consideration in terms of that arena of this devastating region-wide war in the talks that will be continuing in the next few days.
And Bel, it seems as well that at the same time, the Straits of Hormuz, about which there was so much talk, they are notionally open, though shipping hasn't really commenced through, and there now seems to be stumbling blocks in respect of whether or not Iran is going to be tolling every vessel that comes through. Again, I imagine that's going to put pressure on the ceasefire, is it?
Yes, and also we should mention here that Iran has directly linked what's happening in Lebanon to the Strait of Hormuz. So they've sort of covertly threatened that they could shut the Strait of Hormuz if the bombing of Lebanon continues. There's also been suggestions from the semi-official news agencies in Iran that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran have actually put sea mines in the Strait of Hormuz during the war. Again, another pressure tactic. This has been the real chokehold of this conflict, and the serious sort of weapon that Iran has been able to wield as it's been so heavily bombed. That is that they can put pressure on this, you know, major shipping lane, and basically force Trump to the negotiating table. And they've made it very clear in the statements, either through official means or through semi-official news agencies, that they still have that ability to put pressure on the Strait, and that it's not just open for business, and that it is even directly linked to what's happening in Lebanon.
Bel, thank you very much. Bel True, the Independence Chief International Correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.